Hello, welcome to The American Pulse. I'm your host, Tony Rezac. This is a show that seeks to listen, express, and amplify the voice of the American people, no matter where you live in this great nation. We are unabashedly pro-humanity, pro-freedom, and pro-America. Welcome, and let's get started. Hello, listeners, and thank you for tuning in to The American Pulse. For any sort of meaningful, long-lasting change to occur, and this is true for people as well as organization, what is generally required is vision and a sense of what is possible, action towards that vision, and patience and faith. Change is not often instantaneous. With something as unwieldy as politics, all of this is doubly so. We cast our vision, enroll others in our inspired vision, roll up our sleeves and do the work, and then make adjustments along the way. All of this is akin to gardening or working out, or spending time at the dojo, owning our craft. And like spending time at the dojo, our efforts are amplified and supported by those that we train side by side with. Which brings us to today's guest, another fine chat with our leader, King County GOP Chairwoman Jolie Lansdowne. Enjoy the interview. Today's episode is brought to you by the Renton Printery. From huge outdoor banners to small hard hat decals, the Renton Printery produce top quality, customizable, full color decals, business cards, letterhead, envelopes, signs, table tents, and more. The Renton Printery is a small, independent, veteran-owned business since 1957. For all your printing needs, go to www.rentonprintery.com. And now, on to our episode. My guest today is Jolie Lansdowne. Jolie was elected and serves as the King County GOP chairwoman. Jolie is a wife, a mother who homeschooled her kids for 20 years, a local business owner, and a woman who believes that engagement in local government is one of the most effective ways we can impact positive change for our next generation. Here is my interview with Jolie Lansdowne. Okay, I am here with Jolie Lansdowne, my friend, American mother, KCGOP Chairwoman Jolie Lansdowne. Jolie, welcome to the American Pulse. It's great to have you back on the show.
Thank you, Tony. It's great to be here. It's such an honor to be on the show and just to be in this space with you.
Yeah, it's so great. I love chatting with you on this platform. You know, you have been there's been this movement in the King County GOP, and you've really been charged with kind of holding a vision and holding an inspiring narrative and communicating with that. And I think you've done a fantastic job of that. It can't be easy, but you do it with so much grace. And I guess for starters, I just wanted to ask you, you know, what do you see as you pray, as you talk with your inner circle, as you talk with the people of King County and the different leadership and just the ordinary Americans that you meet? You know, what do you see, what would be kind of some broad brushstrokes that you see happening in the King County GOP in the coming months and maybe even the next couple of years?
I love this. The truth is I come from a background of building a business and that kind of framework, real estate agent, broker for 20 years and small business owner with a construction business that our family owns. I think the vision of the people that elected me is my vision, and that is to just really create something that is, a business that is healthy and strong and serves the people that we're 6 months in now and another year and a half to go in this term. And really, it's creating a structure for the people of King County to run their government. Mm-hmm. There's 28 of us that serve. There's the 17 legislative districts in King County. We're a huge county, 2.3 million people. And there's 28 of us all together that serve in leadership. You are, LD chair of the 32. And none of these are paid positions. And all of these people are putting just a lot of work into really closing some of these gaps and creating a strong business model for the people of King County so that, they're all service positions, like I said, so that every donation, every dollar is 100% on mission to support the people to run their government. And so what does that look like? I hadn't been a party chair before being elected. So I've looked very, focused at, okay, what exactly is this position and how can it be, you know, the strongest, best, you know, system or business in the time that we're here. And so that looks like a few different things. It looks like, for example, our voter guide. We just did a lot of people came together and spent a lot of time putting together a voter guide for the people, because I learned that, you know, the number one reason that people don't vote in a primary that's nonpartisan is that they just don't know who to vote for. Mm-hmm. And so we looked at the 229 candidates, we looked at the 65 offices that are up for election, and we evaluated it all, and we put together a voter guide that of everybody who most aligns with our platform. And our platform is on our website there. But this is an example of one of the tools that help people connect with engaging with their government. And the reason that this is so important, and, you know, I'm somebody who, you know, I was a 20-year voting Democrat. I'm as surprised to be here as a lot of people are. And, you know, here we're just seeing a lot of people getting engaged and looking to get activated in government. And what I was going to say is the reason that it's so important is because government affects every sphere of our lives. You know, the taxes affect every person. You know, our rights affect every person. Safety affects every person. And it's government that governs those policies in any community or city or state, right? And so when we're involved in government, we're impacting what our literal daily life is like. And so that's part of why it's so important. And it doesn't mean that everybody has to run as a candidate. It doesn't mean that at all. But it means that, you know, my job and our job as leaders is creating those tools that allow people to get engaged and have impact on the things that care about them. And so so that's really kind of the overarching vision, is just to complete that. You know, we've done a few other things. We created a new website that has lots of resources, user-friendly, kind of fun. We do events and other things, trainings, things like that too. But that's kind of the broad answer to that question.
Yeah, the voter's guide was fantastic. People love it. I think it was so well executed by the team. So nice job on that. You know, you and I were at a recent picnic over on the east side, and Dino Rossi, the former GOP gubernatorial candidate, was there, and he was speaking. I hadn't seen him in a long time, and he was great. And he said something there that I didn't have in my awareness. And he's like, yeah, you know, you can, you know, I think when people say, oh, we can flip, you know, King County, or we can flip Washington, I think people are like, yeah, right. You know, like there's this kind of like, sure we can, you know, it can be kind of the consensus. And he just reminded me that, you know, things flip. He goes, you know, King County used to be Republican, and the east side of the state used to be all Democrat farmers. And now that side in many counties are red, and King County's blue. But he goes, that can be shifted around. And, you know, I know that you've used gardening as a metaphor, and kind of which season are we in, you know, and he said something too, where he said kind of, you know, you could be the spark of something that could be transformed. It might take 10 or 15 years, you know, and I think that I know I was like, oh, yeah, that's kind of the dynamic. And that we've got these kind of, if we're gardening, we've kind of got young little tender shoots, right? Because we've been hiding out in this Democrat, very blue, very liberal area, almost afraid to raise our hands and say, well, I have different values than what they're doing right now. And so what is your thoughts on that? You know, I think myself included, I like fast change. I like to see like something just, you know, wow, that got moving really fast. But we're in a slower process, aren't we? Like, we have to be patient. We have to do the great work, but also not get too impatient. So many of us have been kind of cynical for so long and impatient with government. Even by getting the right people in, I think people still expect, you know, very, very fast, you know, evident change. But we have to be patient, don't we?
Yeah, Yeah. And yeah, I loved getting to hear Dino at that event. And yeah, we do have to be patient, you know, and also just really recognize the truth is that, you know, when we get engaged, we see change. You know, we can liken it to gardening, or also, you know, I sometimes think of like working out. I don't know how many times that I exercise, but I really feel like exercising, but I like the result of it, you know, and the, you know, getting engaged in local government is very similar. If, you know, we don't let our feelings aren't always great drivers, you know, they're wonderful and all of that, but they're not always, they shouldn't always be the captain of the ship, you know, sometimes, but just not all the time, you know. And when we're feeling like, gosh, government, it's messy, it's, you know, all these different things, you know, if we simply make sure that we're registered to vote, and maybe there's a, you know, maybe there's a $5 or $10 donation that you make to the Republican Party, you know, for us to do this voter guide as an example, those are very low stakes contributions. You know, if there's other areas that you are passionate about or other skills that you have, there's, you know, we can talk more about, you know, other ways to engage, but just, you know, the truth is when we get engaged and we get just a little bit educated on how really impactful that small measure of engagement is, it begins to encourage us in the truth that that we're actually causing the change that we want to see, you know, the safer streets, the, you know, all the things. And so it's patience, but it's also encouraged patience, you know, and I always recommend that folks, you know, find the community and the fun in the process. You know, there's whether it's like a voting party or, you know, maybe you're connecting, maybe you want to get engaged in government because of an issue, you know, maybe the addiction, homelessness, that whole situation that we have on the streets, maybe that's something that's really upsetting you. Well, there's some task forces right now that we're working with that are creating change and really bringing some new hope and new options to this situation. And so maybe your engagement in government looks like partnering around an issue, or maybe you have a skill. That's another area. I've got a wonderful person as an example, and she, you know, happens to be a PCO, but she wouldn't need to be. She loves to design graphics for a lot of the different events and things that we want to tell the public about, and that's an incredible gift, you know. So there's lots of creative ways, you know. You're another great example, you know. Your gift at podcasting and creating this whole media opportunity. So there's so many ways for people to get engaged. And I think that when we're doing something that's fun, then a lot less patience is required. You know, if we're having fun with the people we're doing it with, like actually enjoying the process, less patience is required. And so I try to encourage people to kind of lean into that. Follow the thing that sparks you in life in general. You know, what do you care about in general? And then engage in government in that sphere or that area. That's kind of what I would say to that.
That's very well said. I love that you're pointing out that, you know, there can be joy and fun in it, because I think most people probably don't think of getting involved with politics as being fun, right? But I think that you've got a nice meta narrative with that, because people that are engaged in joyous, grateful ways and also doing the things that they enjoy doing and that they're good at, that seems a lot more effortless and like in alignment than people that are like, because the last question I wanted to ask you is like, I think there's a lot of really good people that are on the sidelines, and maybe they're tracking what's going on with what we're doing, but they feel like if I poke my nose in there, they're going to identify me as a good candidate for some position and start to put pressure on me to run, or even pressure on me to be a PCO once they find out what it is. And they're like, okay, that's kind of like a first step in and really being involved. But what you're pointing to is you don't even have to go that far to help the movement and to be a part of it. Do you? You don't need to. I think people think they're going to be pressured to run for school board or to go and knock on a bunch of doors. I think there's a perception of that. So people steer clear, even though maybe they love the message. They would love to be involved, because maybe they feel like, God, I'm a certain age and I would love to do my 2 cents worth, but I just don't know how to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you completely. I think there's an aversion to kind of a fragrance of past seasons in politics. People are like, no, I don't want to be part of that. I get that. And things are just changing. We've got regular people who never really wanted to be in government or expected to be, maybe finding themselves like really connecting on issues and different things and being involved. And so just to again highlight, there's so many opportunities to just get involved. There's meetings in each of the 17 legislative districts every month, and about half the people are PCOs, and that's somebody who is the elected captain or leader in the precinct that they live in. And there's around 3,000 precincts in King County. To kind of give you a sense of scale, so each precinct is just a couple hundred people, give or take, depending on the how rural or whatever. But just to kind of give you that sense. And so those PCOs kind of represent the voters and the people in their precinct. But lots of other people are at this meeting, and that's a really great place of engagement too, to just sort of connect and hear what's going on. You get to weigh in on different things that are affecting your community, and just kind of being engaged at the local level. And I think that's another thing that I would comment on. I think that we are seeing a real growth in local government, just understanding on a baseline level. I think plenty of people have in their education process learned about our founding fathers and our Constitution and things like that, but there has been a real gap in local government engagement, just even kind of understanding what that is. And I even missed it myself. I have five kids, and I home educated two of them, and I missed the whole local government thing. I just didn't really get it at the time, how easy it is to get involved in simple, fun ways. And in fact, I'm launching a pilot program this fall for apprentices at the high school level to get involved in just government, general government understanding and things. And it actually qualifies as a high school credit for American history and Washington state history. So it qualifies as that for any homeschooling parents, which is a group of people that is growing and growing in our state right now.
Sure.
But it's just a matter of getting out there and getting involved in areas that and just learning about local government. It really is a lot more fun than people think.
That's great. Well, I can tell by your voice and your presence that you're definitely leading with you're walking the talk. And so thank you for that. We'll give them the website and where to find them. Is there any last words before we sign off today?
Just be encouraged, get out and vote. Right now we're looking at the primary, and about 35% involvement usually, which means your vote is worth three times as much. So get out there and vote, and let's have fun restoring King County together.
Love it. Thank you, Jolie.
Thank you, Tony.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that conversation as much as I did with the always inspiring and gracious King County GOP Chairwoman Jolie Lansdowne. To get connected, you can go to our great new website at www.kcgop.org. There's a whole bunch of ways to get involved there. You can find your district and your LD chair, come to an upcoming meeting, or even just donate or subscribe to our informative newsletter. Every little bit helps, and as I'm fond of saying, it takes a village to save the village. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next time on The American Pulse.